It's Friday, August 8th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, Israel's security cabinet has approved a plan to take control of Gaza City, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office has confirmed. A statement released on Friday morning detailed a 5-point plan for defeating Hamas and concluding the war. It was approved by a majority vote. Netanyahu had earlier said Israel intended to take over all of the Gaza Strip, but the plan only mentions Gaza City. The United Nations has warned that a complete military takeover would risk catastrophic consequences for Palestinian civilians and Israeli hostages held in Gaza. Families of hostages fear an escalation could doom their loved ones, and some protested outside the security cabinet meeting in Jerusalem. Former top Israeli security officials have also come out against the plan, warning of a quagmire with little added military benefit. The plan lists 5 objectives: disarming Hamas, returning all hostages, demilitarizing the Gaza Strip, taking security control of the territory, and establishing an alternative civil administration that is neither Hamas nor the Palestinian Authority. In other news, millions of Americans saving for retirement through 401k accounts could have the option of putting their money in higher-risk private equity and cryptocurrency investments, according to an executive order signed Thursday by President Trump that could give those financial players long-sought access to a pool of funds worth trillions. There's no immediate change in how people invest part of their work earnings. Federal agencies would need to rewrite rules and regulations to allow the expanded choices, and that would take months or more to complete. But once done, employers could offer a broader array of mutual funds and investments to workers, according to the White House. New plans could invest in alternative assets, particularly private equity, cryptocurrencies, and real estate. The president's order directs the Labor Department and other agencies to redefine what would be considered a qualified asset under 401k retirement rules. Americans' retirement plans are governed by a law known as the Employee Retirement Income Security Act of 1974. Employers are required by law to offer retirement options that are in the best interest of their employees, not Wall Street. Most retirement plans for Americans are made up of stock and bond investments, and to much lesser extent, cash and heavily traded commodities such as gold. In world news, the leaders of Armenia and Azerbaijan are expected to sign a peace deal today at the White House that could potentially put an end to decades of conflict, President Trump said. The president said that the Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan and Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev would also be signing agreements with the U.S. to pursue economic opportunities together. The prospective agreement could potentially put an end to decades of conflict and set the stage for a reopening of key transportation corridors across the South Caucasus that have been shut since the early 1990s. 3 U.S. officials said the agreements included a major breakthrough establishing a key transit corridor across the region, which had been a hang-up in peace talks. And most Americans get more than half their calories from ultra-processed foods, those super tasty, energy-dense foods, typically full of sugar, salt, and unhealthy fats, according to a new federal report. Nutrition research has shown for years that ultra-processed foods make up a big chunk of the U.S. diet, especially for kids and teens. For the first time, however, the CDC has confirmed those high levels of consumption using dietary data collected from August 2021 to August 2023. The report comes amid growing scrutiny of such foods by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who blames them for causing chronic disease. "We are poisoning ourselves, and it's coming principally from these ultra-processed foods," Kennedy told Fox News earlier this year. Overall, about 55% of total calories consumed by Americans age 1 and older came from ultra-processed foods during that period, according to the report. The top sources included burgers and sandwiches, sweet baked goods, savory snacks, pizza, and sweetened drinks. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.